Blog Talk Radio.
Pain. C. Radio. How's everybody doing this evening? It is wonderful to have all you all back this evening. Some of us experiencing incredible successes across the world. How about the Olympics? Huh? Let's talk about that for a minute. Okay, so sports athletes are incredibly excited this evening. How about Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas and the USA gymnast team? How about that? How excited are we to have gold medal winners coming back to the U.S. from Rio? Huh? It's so wonderful seeing beautiful young ladies and the guy there happy about successfully accomplishing their goals. Successfully achieving. So I like to give a big congratulations to all the winners in the Olympics. Okay. I was looking at how about tennis? Serena Williams. I was looking at some of these gameplays. I thought, well, I guess I'm glad that we have a doubles category, huh? For teams that play double in tennis. How about Serena and Venus Williams playing together? Yes, some people were raised with a team. Does it make sense? They're winning with a team, the number one team. Some people play better when they're with a team. Some people play better when they're by themselves. Some people it's off and on. However, I like to see Serena and Venus together in an Olympic doubles match. Obviously, we got a gold medal there. In the future, we can see all kinds of successes working for people that are achieved. I mean, it's in school. You know, once you've won a degree, you don't, like, take that degree from a person that's won. It's like college. High school. Once you've gotten your diploma, once you've gotten your degree, once you finish your dissertation and successfully accomplished achieving, meeting the requirements for a specific degree, you can't take that degree from a winner, no matter what. And that's what I like about U.S. champions. If we all come home winners, no matter what. You know, you can get a degree and then, you know, need some brushing up on a subject. It happens to everyone and or everybody. However, you maintain that degree in successful accomplishment nonetheless. As a number one person in that particular field, regardless what's occurring in the fluctuations in accomplishments that occur within one's career as a winner. Once you are a winner, you are always a winner. You can only become a number one winner once. I'm going to tell you this. You can only be a number one winner once. I mean, it's like Serena Williams. You know, you go to the Wimbledon. The first Wimbledon that you win was really the last Wimbledon that you won because you're always forever a number one Wimbledon winner. Some people say that's not true. I tell people get out while you're a winner. Because you always have that number one winning moment. Mike Tyson, a winning champion to date. And I encourage all winners, while you are a winner, take your winnings, your trophies, your rings, and retire it. Even if you're 19, even if you're 30, don't let tenuous appetite to maintain the number one position continuously control you. You control the number one position by saying, I'm done. Number one, and I'm done. And then you give it to the next person. While you open up a school to teach others, while you successfully accomplish maybe maintaining some type of research and development organization, maybe you'll distribute products that people like, clothing, gear, stuff like that. You know, it feels good to win. Stimulates the body and mind. Accomplishment is the most powerful stimulator there is. And if you haven't accomplished it yet, I've got a really incredible accomplishment. Above all things, just being my friend. Occasionally, being someone's friend is much more accomplished. You feel so much better when you have a friend, no matter what happens. Because a friend can make you feel so good. Am I right, y'all? Come on now. You telling it like it is. Stimulation is one of the most incredible endeavors we can actually involve ourselves in. The body and the skin in the body is the number one largest organ in the body, the skin. Stimulating the skin feels so good. It feels great when you can stimulate your body. To have someone else stimulate your body, that is the greatest gift. One, and or amongst the greatest gifts you can give someone. To learn how to stimulate your own physical being is amongst the greatest gifts you can give yourselves. To my teens and parents and youth, this show is generally for 13 and 19. However, I have so many parents and some officers and deputies, hey, George Bush, all authority figures around the world, all the delegates, all the people who are supporting the show. I really appreciate your support and all your emails, happiness and love that you send my way. Thank you so much. By the way, Teen Scene Radio, visit us online at facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio. And or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Once again, facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio Teen Scene Radio and or Teen Scene Dream at gmail.com. Stimulation. Stim you Relation. Okay. Some people stimulate their bodies differently. I've seen people massage. I've seen people masturbate. And let's talk about this, parents and children. Channeling energy, sexual energy, appetites, negative energy, transformed into positive energy, stimulating the body is used for different things. I've known many children who go in the room and begin stimulating themselves when their parents begin smoking and were drinking alcohol. When their parents begin eating meat and or when their parents begin practicing obesity. We have thin children in the house with parents who are large and or harboring increased body weight. And you say, well, what is it? It's not because they do it. It's not because they're excited. It's because when some parents begin smoking and or drinking alcohol, it creates a negative current in the body of the children, an uncomfortable current. You'll see some children hold their stomach, their pelvic areas begin hurting. They have pains that they don't talk about. They just all of a sudden have a strange look on their face and they run into the next room. And they begin profusely stimulating themselves to rid themselves of the pain that their parents' habits caused them. Huh? When there is a negative current amongst a network that any of us are connected, even adults begin stimulating themselves to reduce negative currency and increase positive current that the body is exposed to locally, in the family, in the city, in the state, even in the nation or the world. When something is about to happen that is undesirable for a family, for a community, a state, even a nation, large numbers of people are found stimulating themselves. And I tell you all, this is important for youth to have this information. No, it's not. Oh, it definitely is. So we can understand the practices and the habits that our parents have, that we have, and that we see in ourselves when we look in the mirror. Stimulation brings a balance in physical current. When things are all right and someone introduces a current that is indifferent to the normal frequency usually transmitted by the body, the human being's natural response is to begin stimulating oneself. Come on now. This fuels human reproduction. A human being begins a reproductive cycle when it has been introduced to a degree in current that's indifferent, generally beyond 50% of the normal positive current. Wow. No way. Yes way. This includes children, adults, even animals. This includes digesting meat, being exposed to environments that are unhealthy. This includes smoking, alcohol, etc., anything that is abnormal to the body, including living on the planetary surface of this particular sphere. The environment we live in is a temporary environment on the planet Earth. It's like having a water tank in the ocean that only has a certain amount of air that will sustain our living experience for only so long before we must surface into an environment that will allow us to breathe longer. Exposure to oxygen as a secondary gaseous environmental living sustenance element is a secondary environmental surrounding and or environmental element. In one of our last shows, we talked about the fact that human beings may have possibly come from another planet. And living on the surface of the planet is much like living on the top of a house. Why wouldn't you say that a house was built to live inside? However, if we end up living outside the house, on the roof, 9 out of 10, we weren't the people who built it. We also were not the intended occupants within this particular dwelling. Listen, if something is living on your skin, you may too quickly cease and desist and depart the surface of your body. Therefore, what does someone normally do if they feel a discomfort on their skin or if a bug lands on their skin or something? They begin scratching and or rubbing and or stimulating the affected area. So is when we begin stimulating our genitals, we find that something has introduced a dis-ease to certain areas, which is why we begin stimulating those areas. When, as beings, now listen, for those who agree and those who don't agree, there is not one creature that has been created, not one being, not one character in a cartoon, not one created design that is reproduced till the original has been challenged in one way or another. Even CDs, art, you never sell your master. However, you reproduce millions of copies for other people. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, people. We never sell the supreme creator. We never recreate, necessarily per se, the master. However, we begin reproducing when the environment the master is in requires additional assistance for sustenance and or sustaining the master's living experience. When our environment requires additional help, we need more of me to continue living, continue providing solutions, to continue assisting with increased intelligence if, in fact, the intelligence we had was challenged by a current and or an energy that was not conducive to 100% information technology provided to the original master. Or else we'd have all the solutions and all the answers. Is that right? And am I correct? Well, channeling this energy, this sexual appetite, this need to stimulate, takes the negative current that's been introduced, even current that has been passed down by parents and grandparents, and it then translates and or transforms the negative current into positive current that is usable, like recycling plastic bottles. Now see, when you recycle a plastic bottle, it's not because it's in good condition, or it's not because it's brand new and ready for use. You recycle a plastic bottle because it has already used. Huh? Come on now. Now, we're not going to hurt nobody now. You recycle human beings because, unfortunately, my brother or my sister, for all my family around the world, my father or my mother, my sons and my daughters, my nieces and my nephews, my aunts and my uncles, my grandparents have been used, and they may no longer have the ability in providing what is necessary for sustaining my living experience. Thus, we recycle so that we can establish a solid foundation from which we can push forward. Now listen, fam. If you are not helping positively, then you may be that we must stimulate ourselves into assisting with sustaining living experience. This means we must create more positive current to sustain the living experience familiar to those who need assistance. This is when we begin planning reproduction. When people begin thinking about mating. People go into the room and I want to feel good about who I am. I would like to, and I am seeking a lesson in how I can reproduce with the person intended and or the best possible choice for me to increase my current to the degree that will sustain my living experience continuously as I push forward as a human being. So there is a difference between sex and intimacy. There's a difference between fornication and love. Sex generally includes the frivolous act in heat versus love, which is a cool method in reproducing. Come on, family. Some things have been turned around here. See, when you think about love, people think about the red hearts. Huh? People think about roses and all that. Generally, if you really, really intend on reproducing, sex is a temporary act that generates a negative current, like an overheating car. It's something that is generally in our ancestors and in the correct primary organizational and or family networks discouraged. You should generally discourage your children from having sex and from fornicating. Fornication and sex are generally the same thing. Listen to me. They generate negative current. Fornication and sex were generally acts that did not focus on reproduction and did not generate a reproducing positive current. If you are using condoms, if you are using birth control, you are having sex. Do you understand me? You are not engaging in intimate reproduction. Do you understand the difference now? Okay. Fornication generally includes a sexual act that has a negative result associated with it. For example, someone who asks for an anal experience with the negative result of harming someone as a ritualistic act and or as an intended act that would reproduce a negative current utilized for harming someone, that is what fornication is. A sexual act intended on harming someone with the negative current that is created by that act. Oh, now, I've never heard anyone say it quite that way in many ministers, in many parents. However, this is exactly what fornication is. While love, fornication is what they do in many people on Valentine's Day with the red hearts. Whenever you cut stem roses from the stem, you're creating a negative current in the flower kingdom, in the plant kingdom, that is only good for no longer than 7 days, where most of the negative current is trapped in the flower in the rose kingdom. For all the Rose Crux members who may or may not have practiced some of these fornication rituals, which are not necessarily associated with that particular order necessarily per se. I'm saying some of these negative currents that are created are put into the roses. And then it's an act that is no longer seen spiritually generally because it's covered by the rose kingdom, the flower kingdom. Wow. Got a few minutes here. However, fornicating is a negative act. Love is usually a really cool act. Love is really associated with cool blue. Fornication is usually associated with hot, red hot. You know, people say, oh, girl, you hot. That man hot. I personally would not intentionally mate with someone who is red hot. I would not get into a car that is already red hot and attempt driving anywhere worth going. I would seek ensuring that the car I enter into is cool and is in the blue for the mechanics. David Larson, I really appreciate it. So, masturbating generally balances the difference between the positive and the negative current in the human being. So no matter what we have done, where we've been, what current we've been introduced to, who comes in, who's trying this or that, when we're engaged in such a stimulating and or stimulatious experience, our bodies are relieved. We feel so much better. Oh, thank you so much that we have the ability, oh, the ability of stimulating ourselves, of massaging our bodies, our skin, our erogenous zones, the first chakra in our pelvic area all the way up to the seventh chakra in our upper house, our heads, so on and so forth. I'm only going to talk for a few more minutes here. So generally, masturbating, stimulating our skin and bodies are usually balancing unfinished tasks or something that we need to do. And if it's so extensive, stimulation in our own selves is not sufficient. We begin reproducing another human being so that we can see ourselves in a positive current that has hopefully not been as extensively exposed to the challenges we've been exposed to, thus providing us the ability to continue pushing forward with our original prime directive as a human being with the goal of accomplishing whatever it is we were born to accomplish. Come on now, is everybody with me? Okay. You have to also be careful about who you stimulate with. Okay. If you don't smoke and you're stimulating yourself with a smoker, then the negative current in the smoker may not necessarily have been what exactly it is you were looking for. You may not necessarily receive the positive result that you need because you are working with someone who may not necessarily have your best interest in mind. If you are a smoker who is no longer seeking a smoking habit, you will definitely seek working with people who are clean and clear. So you have to be sure who you're working with. And in addition, masturbating, generally if you're masturbating, there's someone else masturbating with you, someone you may or may not have known. Okay? Some of us are masturbating. Some of us have incredible bodies, perfect bodies, and there's a 700-pound person somewhere or a gorilla in the mist or a hippopotamus or a group of animals who are masturbating with you in different parts of the world, and you wonder sometimes how people can get removed from themselves spiritually by masturbating. It's because you, in many instances, have no idea whom you are stimulating yourselves with. If you have no idea who you are stimulating yourselves with, it helps that if there is an intended party who you seek to work with, it helps to talk with that person. It doesn't matter if you think they're going to like you or not, if you think that they may not agree with you stimulating yourself to their photos or to thinking about them, music, if it's an artist or model or whoever. Talk to whoever it is you like working with in the spirit and say, hey, I'd like to stimulate with you. I would love to work with you personally because when I'm alone, I have no idea if I'm actually doing it right and or working to the benefit of my personal living experience because I may be stimulating with the wrong person. If I work with you personally, then that's what you have to do. These are people you can actually work with personally. You can cuddle with them, and it usually builds a more positive current than masturbating. And in many instances, you can work with people you know. Some people work with their parents. When they go in their parents' room and they lay down on the bed and get back rubbed or cuddle up with their parents and feel so good by getting the kiss on the forehead or the rubbed backs, babies get their whole bodies rubbed. Why is it that young adults or young children couldn't get the same thing from their parents if they're the same parents they had when they were younger? The greatest love is the love that can assist you with stimulating yourselves positively with positive current. Okay. I generally don't stimulate alone anymore. I'm actually seeking a partner whom I can stimulate with, reproduce with, love. All of us for the team, seem family, eventually will seek someone whom you can reproduce with. So planning is where it starts. It may take years to accomplish achieving a planned reproductive, accomplishing a reproductive plan. You may start when you're 12, and by the time you're 19, you've got everything you need to actually successfully accomplish reproducing with someone. You may become friends with someone when you're 13, and 6 or 7 years later have achieved twining yourselves to the successful, accomplished, reproductive network. That's another show. We'll talk about successfully planning reproduction. However, it starts with ensuring that you are healthy and in good shape, that you are exercising and eating healthy and that your mind is positive and that you can talk with people and ask, hey, what is it that you like in me? Well, I tell you what it is I like. I like the fact that you're a healthy person. I like the fact that you have a positive spirit. I like the fact that you have long, luxurious hair for some of us, or that your hair is growing. Hair is a healthy part of the body. The longer the hair, the more health your body experiences. That's another show also. Listen, family, you've been listening to Teen Scene Radio, the radio station that provides teens with the information they need so we can raise ourselves comfortably. Okay, if someone's exposing you to negative current, if someone has been challenged with negative current and you've grown up in their experience, staying positive and exposing yourselves to positivity and being a positive force in other people's lives is the number one achieved position. Positivity is done by stimulating the mind, the body, the soul. We must practice stimulating. Stimulating does not always necessarily involve masturbating and or even massage. Stimulating can be done by meditating also, by listening to soothing music, by going for a walk around the block, by going for a walk on the beach, by exercising. People stimulate in different ways. Find, family, what stimulates you the most. And when you find what stimulates you the most, engage in stimulating yourselves to the optimal degree and enjoy stimulating yourself. Enjoy. Work with a mother or a father or a brother or sister, a friend that you can count on and believe in, and learn how to stimulate yourselves. Some people stimulate themselves by going to the gym, by stretching, by successfully accomplishing sports. Make sure your stimulation is healthy. Some people stimulate by talking. And if I can stimulate you in any way positively, let me stimulate you with saying, I love you. And I love having the ability to be a part of your lives, to grow with you, to experience all the things that really matter the most. Teen Scene Radio, facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio. Email me online or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. I love you. Good night, family.